The Upper Cumberland is rich with singer-songwriter talent, and we now have a way to showcase those talents in the heart of Cookeville. We welcome Ron East Marie to our studio today to introduce us to Singing on Spring. Hi, Renice.
Hi.
It's so good to see you today.
It's so good to be here with you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I don't know much about this this Singing on Spring event. So let's talk a little bit about it.
Fantastic. This is a fairly new initiative. So we have done two installments so far. So this is the perfect time for you to be introduced to it because we just started.
Fantastic.
We started 2 months ago. So I'm a singer-songwriter. This is my fourth year here in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
And so, you know, New York, there's about 5 billion things for you to do every day. You know what I mean? You
have many
different choices. And I do call Cookeville like the remedy to New York for me just because of the kindness, the lack of congestion.
Sure, you know? And just you can actually find moments of peace
absolutely.
In Cookeville. Very hard in New York.
Exactly. Nature, you know. And so I love Cookeville. I didn't think I would because I didn't really know much about the city. But you know, one of the things I was surprised by was the thriving art community here. Like, in my opinion, I still consider Cookeville a small town.
Yeah.
You know, to have the rich, thriving art community that we have here, I was blown away. And so, you know, we have open mic nights that, you know, I got plugged into.
Yeah.
But I found myself traveling maybe hour, 50 minutes out to different cities that offered singer-songwriter nights. And I enjoy that. You know,
sure.
I'm happy to do that because I get to go to a new city. I get to meet new people, you know, all of those things. But I was just like, wait a second. I need that, like, here in Cookeville. I need this experience to be closer to home, not only for me, but for the Cookeville community to experience.
Absolutely.
And so I went out, I think it was to Mount Juliet a couple months ago, and it was just this incredible experience of meeting talented singer-songwriters and, you know, us just dialoguing about our inspiration for the song. And the thing that struck me the most was it was just an intimate audience.
Right.
We were not background noise. Like anybody who was there
was there to see you.
Yes. And they were on the edge of their seat.
Fantastic.
And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, as an artist, you know, you share your voice. You know, there's spaces that you go to where you kind of are background music and noise.
I think about like at the airport, when you go to the airport and you think, oh, this has got to be hard because people have 1,000 other things on their mind than listening to
absolutely.
The artist who's playing, but they're still playing and they're doing these
absolutely.
Incredible things.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, you know, I enjoy every performance
sure.
I get to do, you know, but it was just this really profound experience of, okay, somebody's actually listening to me. You know what I mean? Like they're coming up to me and they're saying, I really like this line where you said this. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. And so I get back to Cookeville and I'm like, I need to find a way to make that happen here. And so I go to Ron Baker over at Photo Art.
Okay.
And since I got to Cookeville, Ron is one of the first people that I've met. You know, I was actually interested in taking a photography course, and that's how I met him. And we got to talking about music and just, you know, dreams, aspirations, all those things. And he has always been a person who has been supportive of the arts. So any project I have that's like singing related, song related, he's like, okay, yes, I'm on.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, hey, Ron, I want to do this here in Cookeville. Would you be open to me using your space? And he said, absolutely. And so I was just like, okay, so I got the space. I got the idea. So now I have to put out this announcement asking for people to sign up. And I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I've tried in various ways to organize events and, you know, invite people to come into this thing that I'm doing, you know, and it is terrifying every time for me.
Sure.
You know, but at the end of the day, like I said, my main purpose is to create more experiences here in Cookeville.
Right. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with Renice Marie talking about Singing on Spring. So we're back with Renice Marie. We've been talking about Singing on Spring. And I think you were talking about your concern whether there'd be interest, whether singer-songwriters would come out for this event. So what happened?
So I finally did it, right? I posted this thing on Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook person, but I'm like, I have to utilize this in order to get the word out. I post this flyer and I get an overwhelming response. People are like DMing me, like, how do I sign up?
And I was just like, what? Yes.
I was so happy. I was so pleasantly surprised. And I like contacted Ron and I'm like, Ron, we have like 20 people who have like signed up and are expressed interest in this. And so, you know, I start going and I'm like, hey, did you notice the location of this venue? Because it's not in Nashville, you know, and some people are like, oh, I hadn't realized that. Never mind.
Okay.
And other people are like, oh, I don't care. That's close enough. I'm down. And so that's how it started. Currently, we are booked all the way through November.
That is so fantastic.
It is. Let me tell you something, Mark. Like I said, I have undertaken various initiatives to try to start things. And I'll just do a little detour to tell you where I started, where I wanted to do an alchemist book study at the library. Because this is like my all-time favorite book, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, can I use this space to like do an alchemist book study? They're like, of course, you know? So I put the flyer up. I go the day of, I'm sitting in a room, and they put me in a room like directly across from the bathroom, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm hearing footsteps and I'm like, oh my God, somebody's coming. They were going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And so every time I heard steps, my heart would just be like so happy and then just crushed because they were actually using a restroom. So one person came.
Okay.
And I was, you know, disappointed, you know, so you have to like take time away to like build yourself up, build your courage back up, build your confidence back up, you know, even to just put yourself out there. So for this to happen, it just felt like so amazing. And so we have the first installment, and we had five artists show up. Everybody showed up. And a lot of them traveled from Nashville.
Right.
And we had two people in the audience that were not connected to anybody.
I see. Right.
And you know what? For me, the fact that I put this announcement out and I got the response that I did, I have already considered this a success.
Sure, sure.
Just because, like I said, you know where I started with.
Yeah. And these things do, they build. And you're absolutely right about Cookeville. There has always been a strong desire for the arts, for music, for dance, for theater, visual arts. I mean, everywhere you turn, it's one of the things that, I mean, I've lived in this town now for this will be my 33rd year living in Cookeville. I know. I've been here. I've been here for a very long time, you know, working for tech and stuff. But one of the things that drew me here, other than employment at tech, was just how much theater, for instance. I mean, that's what I was looking at. And there's the, I was like, oh, there's a beautiful, you know, the Performing Arts Center and the Backdoor Playhouse and all of these spaces. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we had the first installment, and for me, it was a success, you know, and the people who came loved it. And we did the second installment last month and five artists showed up. A lot of them drove in from Nashville as well. And I think for me, you know, I didn't realize how important creating a space where the artist's voice are actually heard and not background noise would be for me.
Yeah.
But it has become like my number one objective. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is to make sure I'm putting these artists in spaces where they are listened to, you know, they are appreciated. People are actually like there to hear them.
For sure. And I think you and I actually initially met, Renice, at the bookstore, Plenty Bookstore, at the open mic for the poetry. And, you know, I think it's the same kind of thing. Is you suddenly find these poets coming out of, and some I know from tech or from the community, but some just coming in and particularly younger people coming in with their works and wanting to share their works. It's so exciting. And I think the same is true with music.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just an avenue for people to gather, you know, creative people to get together, people who appreciate, you know, the arts. And so, yeah, it has been just such an incredible journey. And we're looking forward to just growing and becoming like a known thing in the community. Like, you want to hear live original music, come out to Singing on Spring. And
that's
it's a magical thing to have. The same thing at the poetry readings, you know, it's just, It's magic.
Continues to grow.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to keep talking with Renice Marie about singing on spring. So, Renice, this is so exciting, this opportunity to bring in songwriters, singer-songwriters, give them a space, give them an audience. I mean, that's just incredible. And it really is such a Cookeville thing, and I love that because I just feel like that's something we've been doing for years, you know, whether it's artists, theater people, whatever, and that's really exciting. So this event is coming up soon, right?
Yeah, it is next week, Wednesday, and I can hardly wait. Like, truly, I'm so looking forward to this. but yeah, it's going to be Wednesday, August 13th. It's from 7 to 9. Doors open at 6:30. It is at Photo Art Gallery and Studio on 31 West Spring Street. They are doing construction on Spring Street.
Yes, I noticed that yesterday, actually.
Yes.
And I assume they'll still be doing it then?
Yes, you can still come down. I don't know my streets in Cookeville yet,
right,
still, which is bad. But there's the side street. Is it Broad? When you turn off of...
Yeah, you can come down. You can come down Broad Street and any of the side streets.
There,
like, you could literally drive right past Ralph's Donuts. Not a free plug for Ralph's,
right,
Donuts, but you drive by Ralph's Donuts and make a left there because they're right on the,
yeah,
corner. They're sort, yep, of catty corner to the Dairy Queen, right?
Exactly right. Exactly, yeah, right. So we're still having this. We can still do this. You just can't get in through Spring Street.
Right. And so is that parking space that's open?
Yep.
Okay, good.
That parking space is open. There's limited parking right behind the photo art gallery. There's a small little space there. A few cars could fit, but there is that parking lot on the side as well.
I literally drove just by there, so don't be put off by,
right,
the fact that there are some,
exactly,
detours you might have to do, because you literally can, you know, make a right, make a left, make another left, and you're right next to the photography studio.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Yes, I also have to reach out to the artists and remind them of that as well.
Yeah.
But we have local artists. We have Devin Weeks. She's right here, local Cookeville.
That's so great.
Peter Mark Campbell, right here in Cookeville. And then the rest of our artists are coming from Nashville and kind of like the outskirts of Nashville. It is a $10 cover charge to get in, which is a very, very low, you know,
absolutely,
considering this amazing experience.
Sure.
And we do have Jean's Pizza. It has been gracious enough to come in and get us some pizza for the event.
That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. So yes, we are looking for ways that we could also elevate local businesses as well. You know,
yeah,
so if you are a business and you want to donate, you know, something to us, something people can eat that we can say, hey, check them out. You know, we would love that. We're looking for sponsors. You know, I've never been to a singer-songwriter night where artists are paid, and so we cannot do that right now, but that's my ultimate goal,
sure,
is to be able to compensate them in some way for their time, just to show that we really appreciate them, local, or the fact that you're even willing to travel an hour plus,
yeah,
and a half away to come here. So, but in order to make that happen, you know, at this point, the ticket sales are not where they need to be to ever,
yeah,
you know, but we're hoping that that changes. And thank,
yeah,
you so much for this opportunity to kind of get the word out about that. But,
absolutely,
you know, if there are any sponsors that will be willing to invest to help us support these artists, we would really, really appreciate that as well.
I'm sure that there are some businesses in the community, and just with the growth we've seen on the West Side and, you know, the growth of restaurants and merchandise, I'm sure that there will be people who step forward, particularly the more they hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the hope. But yeah, ultimately, we just want to create a beautiful, unique experience here in Cookeville. I mean, these things happen probably 5 billion times in Nashville,
right,
on any given,
sure,
night. I don't know of any other space here that's doing this, where it's, you know, original music with singer-songwriters.
Right?
Not yet, but this, you know, we're starting it.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope that, you know, people will come in and enjoy what we're trying to do here and support it and help us to make it grow and be even more successful.
So, well, this is great. So just go real quickly again, tell us the name of the event and when it is.
Come out and come to Singing on Spring. It is going to be Wednesday, August 13th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors do open at 6:30. It is at Photo Art Gallery and Studio, 31 West Spring Street here in Cookeville. And come enjoy some Jean's Pizza and come enjoy some amazing singer-songwriters sharing their original work right here in Cookeville.
Renice, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been great talking with
you today. Thank you so much.